Pacman and Orson's Newsball Pod, where we go behind the scenes of our pupils' cool stories that they do outside of school. If you want to hear them.
Welcome back to Behind the Newsboard, the podcast where we lace up and dive into the amazing achievements of our school community.
Today we're joined by a multi-talented athlete who is conquering the ring both wheels and blades. We're celebrating the success of our Year 8 student, Elliot Hardstone.
Elliot and his team, the London Knights, are the 2025 Roller Hockey National Championships after their victory in Cardiff this July. And if that wasn't enough, he also recently took second place in his first ever figure skating tournament. That's dedication.
Welcome, Elliot.
Welcome.
Hello.
Elliot, let's start with the big win. You and the London Knights won the Roller Hockey National Championship in Cardiff this summer. Having come fourth the previous year, what was different this time? And what was the moment like when you realised you were national champions?
We had quite a few new players too, which definitely would have helped. Definitely helped us out a lot. We definitely had a lot more teamwork dynamics. We had a different coach this year too.
Did that help, do you think?
It helped us. He definitely helped with a lot of our strategies.
Was he nicer? Did you get on with this one? Or was it more just his tactics?
He had a lot more tactics.
Cool.
Your team had to win the South England Hockey League and then compete against other league winners to get to the Nationals. What makes the roller hockey scene so competitive? And what role do you play on the team?
I play as a defender and stop them. I tackle them before they get the chance to shoot at our goal.
You started roller hockey at the age of 9. What's the biggest physical challenge of the sport? The speed on the inline?
It's definitely, a lot of it is endurance, as you have to skate very fast. There's a lot of the players can speed down in like less than a few seconds, so you have to be ready to go at top speed like at all times.
How important is team chemistry when you're facing such high level opposition at nationals?
You have to talk to each other, so you, because of how fast everyone moves, you don't know where everyone is at the time, so people have to call and you have to talk to each other so you know where everyone is.
Nice. So you started the figure skating when you were 8. How does the intensity of roller hockey compare to the discipline of, say, the figure skating?
So with the figure skating, the club that I was in, they followed a grade system. And before you even started learning dances, you had to learn a lot of skills with skating, such as like breaking, skating backwards, and just turning on one leg. And they focus a lot on like corporal, like strength and posture, because you have to stay in like. If you want to get good, like a score of your dance, then you need to keep your posture and have your arms straight and your back flat, so that you don't. And it will also make you less likely to fall over too.
Your first figure skating tournament was just last month in Brighton, and you took second place. That's an amazing debut. What was more nerve-wracking, a sudden death shootout in hockey or stepping onto the rink for your solo figure skating routine?
It was probably the figure skating that I did, as it was my first time. I had to wear a costume, and the timings were all. They had sections for different people with levels of skill and doing dances. So I was getting the right time when to go on to the rink, and it was definitely very nerve-wracking before I went worrying about whether I'd fall over or how well I'd actually do.
So for people that don't know, you a keen rugby player, you keen for athletics, you do lots of other sports. So do skills from one sport ever help you in the other? For instance, does the agility you need on figure skating help you maneuver when you're doing hockey? And for instance, maybe some of the athletics speed wise, does that help you on the course as well, on the field?
In other sports such as athletics and rugby, the endurance that you gain from that, from being like having to tackle and hit and go fast for a long amount of time, definitely helps with roller hockey. The figure skating, the skills that they include definitely help with manoeuvring and agility in roller hockey, which is definitely very needed. And I would say that it goes both ways. The agility and core strength that you will also gain from playing against other players in roller hockey also helps with the core strength that you need in figure skating.
So if your hockey stick could suddenly grant you one figure skating move, which move would you choose?
There are a lot of new skills and moves that there are, and I can do quite a lot of them. But there's a thing called travel where you go on one leg and you go forwards, and then on one leg you spin. You might have seen just spin on one leg while still moving. And then you have to stop and keep skating. I can kind of do it. It's definitely very hard, though. So if I could somehow magically learn to do it, it would definitely be very hard.
Cool.
You are clearly spending a huge amount of time practicing, training and competing. How do you manage to balance such a demanding double sport schedule with your schoolwork in year eight?
So I have roller hockey, do roller hockey training on Tuesdays. At the moment, there is no tournament, so there aren't any matches at the moment. Figure skating, their competitions aren't too often, and when they are often, they're just for a whole day. It depends what day it is for the competition. The figure skating, they have every Sunday for like 2 hours. So at the moment, it doesn't take too much time, but during a tournament, you just like miss it nearly an entire day each week. So it does make it a lot harder to keep up with the homework that I do have.
Seems like you need to manage a little bit of that homework when it comes around. What's the most rewarding part of training? What's the most rewarding part of training so hard? So is it the feeling of that perfect jump, scoring a goal, or just continuous improvement?
So when you go really fast, which you have to do a lot when you're